Good morning, everyone. This is Liam Hauser from the Moreton Bay Sentinel News. I'm here to give a bit of a rundown of some of the stories in this week's newspaper. The lead story this week focuses on a Narangbah Valley State High School Year 12 student who is preparing to compete at the Australia Galaxy Pageant National Final. She's among just 10 young women across the nation to be selected, so good luck to her. This week's newspaper also has a number of profile pieces, including the Grace Lutheran College Caboolture school captains revealing their aspirations and the Ducks Award winners revealing their secret to success. Another profile piece is of the Citizen of the Year at the recent Australia Day Awards ceremony at the Redcliffe Museum. Also on Australia Day, Woodford Pool marked its 30th birthday and more than 280 golfers had a hit of golf at the Woodford course. 2 days after Australia Day, a dozen woodchoppers took part in the Kilcoy Exchange Combination Classic at the Kilcoy Exchange Hotel. The competitors battled extremely hot conditions, but everyone had a good time. A number of cricket matches have unfolded recently, including an over-70s game involving South East Queensland and an English touring team that took place at the Caboolture Sports Cricket Club. Also, a Caboolture team was part of a Queensland title win in an under-17 national championship, which was played in Tasmania. Footy season is getting a little closer, with the Caboolture Snakes rugby union squad heading to Rockhampton for a pre-season match this Saturday, as Caboolture and Brothers Rockhampton, these two clubs, contest the Luke Howard Memorial Cup. And lastly, the Caboolture Snakes Junior Rugby League Club has its sign-on day this Sunday at its home ground near Centenary Lakes Park. That's it from me today. I'll be back next Thursday to discuss next week's stories in the Moreton Bay Sentinel News. Cheers.